ズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com. Newbie Series Season 4, Lori's Story Lesson 47. Often or not at all. My name is Eric, and I'm here with Naomi-sensei.
Konnichiwa, minasan.
Hello everyone, I'm Naomi.
With us, you'll learn to speak Japanese with fun and effective lessons.
よろしくお願いします.
よろしくお願いします. Naomi-sensei.
Hai.
Let's talk about life.
Life?
Well, yeah, I mean, daily life, right? So, you know, like how often you do something or don't do something.
I see. 例えば、for example, よく食べます。
I eat a lot.
あまり食べません。
I don't eat that much.
全然食べません。
I don't eat at all. We're back at the coffee shop, right?
そうですね。コーヒー屋さんです。
At a cafe. Cafe Innovative, that is. And who's talking?
リュウさんとロリーさん。
Alright, and they'll be speaking in?
Formal Japanese.
Now, before we listen to the conversation,
we want to ask,
do you read the lesson notes while you listen?
We received an email about this study tip.
So we were just wondering if you've tried it. And if so,
what do you think of it?
Just leave us some feedback in the comments section of this lesson. All right, let's listen.
コーヒーのお客様。
あ、僕です。どうも。静香さんはよく映画を見ますか?
いえ。あまり。
よく本を読みますか?
いえ、全然読みません。
じゃあ、お酒はどうですか?よく飲みますか?
リュウさんは、ロリーさんとよく会いますか?
ロリー?あまり会いませんよ。
嘘つき。私はロリーさんの友達です。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
コーヒーのお客様。
あ、僕です。どうも。静香さんはよく映画を見ますか?
いえ、あまり。
よく本を読みますか?
いえ。全然読みません。
じゃ、お酒はどうですか?よく飲みますか?
リュウさんはロリーさんとよく会いますか?
ロリー?あまり会いませんよ。
嘘つき。私はロリーさんの友達です。
今度は英語が入ります。
コーヒーのお客様。
One coffee.
あ、僕です。どうも。
Oh, that's me. Thank you.
静香さんはよく映画を見ますか?
So, 静香, do you watch a lot of movies?
いえ、あまり。
No, not really.
よく本を読みますか?
Read a lot of books?
いえ、全然読みません。
No, I never read.
じゃあ、お酒はどうですか?よく飲みますか?
Well, do you like alcohol? Do you drink much?
リュウさんは、ロリーさんとよく会いますか?
リュウ、do you see Lori much?
ロリー?あまり会いませんよ。
Lori? No, I don't see her much at all.
嘘つき。
You liar.
私はロリーさんの友達です。
I'm friends with Lori.
Oh, that's it. That's it. It's coming. Liu is gonna get an earful. And perhaps a faceful, right? You know, if he's gonna do something like this, you'd think he'd do his research first. Not choose his girlfriend's best friend.
そうね。
Maybe go on online. You know, find somebody else.
I have a question. Does liar have really negative meaning in English?
Well, I don't think anyone's really proud of being a liar.
Because in Japanese, it really depends on how you say it. I don't personally use it a lot, but there are people who use this word often. Usotsuki.
Yeah, I hear it all the time. Especially directed at me.
Usotsuki.
No, but, you know, I don't take it as liar or like liar. It's more like no way or get out of here, right?
So,
like
get anyone, out of here.
Yeah, get out of town. And not just usotsuki, but people often use uso in the same way, right? Just like uso, no way.
So desu ne, uso. It can't be true.
But you just said that you don't use usotsuki. What do you use instead? Or you believe everything. You don't think anything is unbelievable,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm Nami-sensei? An innocent. So.
But just for our sake, Nami-sensei, let's hear both ways of using usotsuki, right? So first, you're totally serious, and I'm really a huge liar.
Usotsuki.
Oh my god. Yo, dude, you just gave me the shivers. Okay, we're just joking around, and you just couldn't believe what I just said, because it was so unbelievable.
Usotsuki.
It's a huge difference. Like, you're like basically laughing while you're saying the second one. So I think you'd be able to tell if someone's really...
Yeah. You can tell from the speaker's facial expression.
Yeah, it's common sense, right? That's how people tell jokes. They're deadpan jokes. Look at their face. But this is not a comedy show. So on to the vocabulary.
次は単語です。
The first word is?
見ます。
To see? To look.
見ます。見ます。
The next word is?
本。
Book.
本。本。
The next word is?
お酒。
Alcohol.
お酒。お酒。
The next word is?
会います。
To meet.
会います。会います。
And the last word is?
嘘つき。
Liar.
嘘つき。嘘つき。
Okay, first let's take a look at a phrase.
コーヒーのお客様。
The customer who ordered coffee. So clerks or waiters usually say this when they bring the food to the table and ask what belongs to whom, right?
そうですね。Product plus のお客様。
So what if you ordered a cappuccino?
カプチーノのお客様。
If you ordered a curry?
カレーのお客様。
And if the cappuccino or curry is mine, what do I say?
Just say hi.
Here.
Or, 私です.
It's me.
Or, 僕です.
It's me, for men, right?
はい.
Or, I guess you just raise your hand.
あ、そうですね. Right.
What's the next word?
見る.
To see, to look, to watch.
テレビを見ます.
To watch TV.
映画を見ます.
To see a movie.
絵を見ます.
To look at a painting or a picture.
So, you use different verbs in English, but in Japanese, it's all...見ます.
Huh, talk about convenience. What's the next word?
酒.
Alcohol.
We often put お, the honorific prefix, in front of it, and say お酒.
I think men tend to just say 酒.
Ah, そうですね.
Right?
Right.
Especially when it's like just the guys, you know?
Mm-hmm.
酒好き? You like alcohol? 酒 means alcohol in general. Wine, beer, whiskey, it's all 酒. It doesn't usually mean 酒, or what some of my friends might call 酒.
Ah, you know Japanese, I mean? Rice wine?
Right, so what's that called in Japanese?
日本酒, Japanese alcohol.
Literally, right?
はい.
On to the grammar.
次は文法です.
So the focus of this lesson is adverbs specifying degree.
Mm.
In plain English, we're going to learn the three words that we can use to talk about how often we do things.
The three words we'll look at are よく,
often,
あまり,
not so often.
And 全然.
Not at all. So first, let's look at yoku. Yoku is an adverb that means often or a lot. And when paired with a verb, it means I often blah blah blah. And the basic structure is subject plus yoku plus a verb or a verb phrase.
For example, 私はよく勉強します.
I study a lot. I study often. All right, and next we have
あまり.
Which is an adverb that usually precedes verbs and adjectives in their negative form, all right? Don't forget that. That's important. It expresses the nuance of not so much. And like its English counterpart, amari might be used merely as a softening device. The basic sentence structure is subject plus amari plus negative predicate.
For example, 私はあまり勉強しません.
I don't study very often. I don't study a lot. And lastly, we have 全然. 全然 is an adverb that usually precedes verbs and adjectives in their negative form and expresses the nuance of not at all or absolutely not. The basic sentence structure is subject plus 全然 plus negative predicate.
For example, 私は全然勉強しません.
I don't study at all. Okay, so let's recap. How do you say I watch movies or I watch a movie?
私は映画を見ます.
And often is よく. So I watch movies often.
私はよく映画を見ます.
And not so often is あまり plus a negative verb. The negative form of 見ます is
見ません.
So
私はあまり映画を見ません.
I don't watch that many movies. Or I don't watch movies that much. And not at all is 全然 plus a negative verb. So
私は全然映画を見ません.
Naomi-sensei はよくコーヒーを飲みますか?
コーヒーですか?はい、よく飲みます. I'm addicted to it.
Wait, that's much more than よく飲みます, right?
そうかな.
But that's a topic for another episode. よくコーヒー屋に行きますか? Do you often go to cafes?
あまり行きませんね. でも、よくオフィスでコーヒーを飲みます.
So you don't really go to cafes that often, but you often drink coffee at the office.
そうですね。よく飲みます.
Now don't forget to stop by JapanesePod101.com and pick up the lesson notes.
It has a conversation transcript,
vocabulary, sample sentences, grammar explanations,
and a culture insight section.
So check it out.
And let us know what you think.
Yeah, that's great. I'll see you guys next time.
じゃあまた!
コーヒーのお客様。
あ、僕です。どうも。 静香さんはよく映画を見ますか?
いえ、あまり。
よく本を読みますか?
いえ、全然読みません。
じゃあ、お酒はどうですか? よく飲みますか?
あの、リュウさんは ロリーさんとよく会いますか?
ロリー? あまり会いませんよ。
嘘つき。 私はロリーさんの友達です。